Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. All right. Welcome to episode 74. We are thrilled to have you listening. I am Madison, joined by my lovely co-host,
Kenzie.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us again. So this is part two for this month. We are still in our new format here for 2026, releasing two episodes a month. So we hope you like it. This should be a good one. This episode will have our life in the lifestyle segment where we're going to break down choosing a great lifestyle screen name. Ooh, and then we're going to wrap things up with our going deep segment. And it looks like it's a sexy foursome story from Kenzie that I cannot wait to hear. So let's just kick things off with our freaking fireball shots.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Fireball. Oh, Pitbull, so jealous of us.
He's a big fan, big fan.
Oh, goddamn. Oh, I cannot get into this green apple fireball.
So I thought we did it smart by doing half regular, half green apple, and I only taste the green apple.
Yeah, the green just smacks you in the face. It's aggressive. Super fake.
All right, so maybe that's not a good lifestyle screen name, like, I don't know, green apple fireball, because we're not going to like it.
We're not going to like you. No. But a screen name should tell people who you are. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk a little bit about why we think it's important. Hopefully some food for thought, some tips, things to think about if you are new to all of this and about to go create a lifestyle profile on a site or app or something, or maybe it's time for a little tweak or update. I think on most platforms you can update your screen name.
I don't know.
And now I'm saying that, I'm not sure.
I know you can update like headlines or taglines or something, but like SLS, SDC, Cassidy, I don't know if it lets you routinely keep changing your name if you have. I don't know. Let us know if you know. But anyway, this is why you should choose a good one.
Yeah, right? You might be stuck with it forever. Okay.
All right. Why is this important?
Why is this important? Exactly. So I think a good screen name is important probably for several or at least a couple reasons. One of which, it's a good way for people to be able to find you after an event. So for example, you're at a PGC or a Charisma or whatever, hotel takeover, and you're meeting a bunch of wonderful, great people, it's really hard to remember everybody's name and where they're from and like who the hell's who and what's going on. But if you have a nice, short, catchy, memorable screen name, that's usually an easy way for people to be able to find you after like an event or party.
Yeah. Also, mainly because at a lot of these lifestyle clubs, you're either not allowed to bring your phone in with you or you're just not allowed to have it out in the public spaces, or it's just not super convenient to be able to text someone or pull open a website on your phone or put it in your notes or whatever it is. So yeah, a catchy, easy screen name works. Although I will say one time I got a pen and I wrote our screen name on a little doily or a napkin for someone. We never heard from them. So yeah, I guess that doesn't work out.
Maybe not the best.
But, you know, having a fun, catchy screen name, if they really want to meet you, hopefully they'll remember it.
Yeah.
And I feel like in the decade plus years that we've been in this, we've come across some good and some bad names. Yeah. We don't want to call people out. So I think we're going to do our best to keep it vague, not to call certain screen names out. Or maybe we just are. Fuck it. Okay, we are. All right. So do you have examples of some good, in our opinion, some good lifestyle screen names?
Yeah. Like Friends with a Twist.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
It's the best screen name ever.
It's easy. It's fun. I like it.
Super. Tells you exactly what's happening. I mean, we've seen other screen names, maybe not verbatim here, but just things like Classy Fun Couple or Brains and Boobs. Fun kind of tells you who the people are, what they're about. And then you've also got the other side of the coin where you might see a screen name like couple of sluts or, you know, like footlong candy bar, things like that. It's still telling you what those people are about. I just think it's portraying a very different persona.
Perhaps. Or like something about how hard you come or things yeah. like that. If that is what you're leading with, oof, wow, I might take a step back and think twice.
It's a little aggressive for me, but and yeah.
I feel like, didn't we put a poll out there? Yeah.
Ah, yes.
And we put a poll out there, and I feel like a lot of the people who participated might agree with that. The explicit.
They did.
Screen names.
So, I mean, we were kind of setting this up in a certain way. So the question was, which of these swinger screen name, quote unquote, fails is the biggest turnoff for you when browsing profiles? The choices were alphabet soup. For example, JBC69, like doesn't really maybe mean very much, like whatever. Okay. The next choice was explicit. For example, big squirter. The third choice, forever new. So for example, something like new couple 2014. And then the final choice on the poll, too generic. For example, sexy couple.
Like they're everywhere.
Like, okay, everybody's sexy. We got it. Anyway, so the winner of the poll was the explicit option. That seems to be the biggest turnoff for people when they are browsing profiles. So yeah, hard comer.
It's almost like, too cocky. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Just like relax a little. Jeez. The second choice was the alphabet soup was not super popular for people. Again, I don't know. Maybe because it doesn't really tell you very much or it's kind of hard to remember. I don't
like what does
I
mean, this mean? Who?
Yeah. Who are you?
I agree.
Those were the top two biggest turnoffs, I guess. So, again, not necessarily representative of everybody in the lifestyle, but for those that answered, thank you. We appreciate your participation.
I feel like we can both agree that we like screen names that are original, authentic.
Yeah.
Like we said, easy to remember. And I like fun ones. I don't need them to be obscene or anything, but I like cutesy, fun, flirty yeah. names. But yeah, so many times we see like the sexy couple or the fit couple or the fun couple, all those adjectives, couple.
Yeah.
We get it. You're a couple. It says it on the profile. So maybe something different. And the whole new couple or a year added to it, I think,
yeah.
is a really good point that you might not think about when you're starting off, but yeah, that, I don't know. That could kind of confuse people. Or yeah. are you still new? Have you not met anybody 10 years later? Where are you at
yeah.
here? It's, I don't know. That might not be the best fit. I feel like Barry and I chose a name that was, it's not going to go anywhere. Part of it is something mm-hmm. I'm going to have forever. And part right. of it is part of its name. So like, this is us. Like
yeah.
you're not going to forget it. And we're not hopefully ever going to change any of that. So that's how we went about with ours. I don't know if you want to hint at anything like what you and Barry or when you and Gary were deciding your name, like how did you don't have to say it, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you get down that path to choose yours? Do you even remember?
No, I don't. It's just always been there. No, I mean, it's more something about like it's not connected to like our names necessarily
or physical.
Yeah.
Attribute.
But something, I guess, that we enjoy doing. So
okay,
it kind yeah. of hints at that for people.
And that probably won't change.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, hopefully, yeah, there's no numbers. Like, it's just a thing. Like, hopefully easy to remember if people want to.
I like that, though. You said you chose a name that is something you guys like to do.
Yeah.
And I feel like that might be good advice. Like, what does your name say about you as a couple?
Right.
I feel like we have some good examples here. Perhaps, like we said, it could be your initials or...
Yeah.
Maybe you and I just wanted to venture off. We could be like flirty friends, K&M. K&M, that is us.
Right.
Forever and ever.
Ta-da.
I don't know. How do you feel about initials? I actually don't think that's a bad idea.
No.
Because people remember.
I think it does. It helps people kind of connect the dots. Because again, I mean, I guess going back to the example of, especially if you're meeting several couples at one time, again, like a party
True.
Or like a takeover kind, like obviously not like just a date, but I feel like that at least helps give people a clue as to who you are. Because again, whatever, you're drinking, you're meeting a lot of people, you're up late, you're tired, you're hyper, you're whatever. Like, you might not remember every single detail about every conversation you had with every couple that night. But having a screen name that's going to like clue people back in to who you are, yeah, I think can be really helpful. So yeah, like having some initials in there or like a nod to what your names are or like something about you, I think can be super helpful.
I see this here later in the notes too, so you can reference it. But I remember there was this one couple you met, and wasn't it like you swore they were from some state based on their name, but they totally weren't?
Yes.
I vaguely remember that because we got to meet them eventually. But
yeah, it was a couple. We actually ended up meeting them at Desire. And I don't know, the way that I was reading the name in my head, I would have sworn they were from Tennessee. Because there was a T and an N. So okay, in my head, yeah, I'm looking at this screen name as like Tennessee, whatever. No, the N was really just short for and. It was like T and like something.
That's
but it. I didn't, like my mind blocked that part out. But yeah, like when we saw them at Desire, we kind of like thought that's who that was. So we yell across the pool, like, hey, are you the Tennessee couple? They're like, no. I was like, okay, cool. And I don't even know the rest of it now. But somehow we ended up just like, I think that just started the conversation.
Hey, that worked out. Yeah.
Yeah. And we like chatted with them anyway and then put it together. And I was like, oh, never mind. I just can't read. I'm just an idiot. So, but it worked. So, but just something to keep in mind that there are some reading challenged
people. Different ways to interpret.
Yeah, like, I don't know. People like me that might not read it the way that you intended it. So there's always that. You never know how people are going to see it.
Yeah, so we agree it doesn't need to be explicit or obscene. And maybe our semi little bit of takeaway advice is, in 5 to 10 years, do you feel like this is still going to be applicable or encompass you and your partner or you as yourself in the lifestyle? Like, will it last the tales of time?
Yeah.
Lifestyle. Something that did not ever cross my mind.
You want something, yes, that's going to last and be representative of who you are. And again, everybody has their own preferences, but based on our poll, and I guess I think on our opinions, any of like the really kind of explicit vulgar stuff, like I think you're probably going to turn some people away just by virtue of having that as your screen name.
Or you might disappoint me.
Yeah. Like you're not- if you're really setting the bar high, like you better be able to deliver. So just things to think about, how people might interpret various things.
All right. And if all that fails and your screen name sucks, you still have hope.
But wait, there's more.
Because at least on SLS, I can't speak to the other websites right now because I don't remember. But on SLS, you can add like a little tagline or headline for your profile. And it'll show up when it's listing like who's online. It'll say your name and your picture and your tagline. People will see that right away. Mm-hmm. Or when they look at your page, it's right at the top. So a little tagline. What would be good or how often should we update these things? Mm-hmm. I don't know what makes a good tagline. I like something funny or saying what you want or, I don't know, are looking for.
Yeah.
At that time.
Yeah. Something current, I think, at least. Like, Gary and I try to update ours, like, not on any set timeline, but just kind of, like, seasonally.
That's pretty much what we do, too.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, maybe for the summer, like, I don't know, we try to be funny and say something about, like, come jump in the pool with us or something better than that, but. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I couldn't think of anything either. Like, I'm sun-kissed and we're looking for fun. Or, yeah, I don't know. Or it's the winter. Something. Like, we're looking for others to come help us warm up or something like that.
Things like that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think it is nice to have something a little bit different from time to time instead of just slapping one tagline on the day that you create the profile and never changing it. Like, I don't know. I think it's nice to update that at least from time to time so people know kind of, like where you're at, what you're looking for.
I guess it could just be like, I'm looking for couples, but I mean, your profile should say that. So maybe like looking for fun or want to go out to or make new friends at lifestyle clubs or I don't know, whatever. All right, let's do rapid fire example taglines and see if we would be interested in meeting that couple or person.
Pew, pew, pew. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. New and looking for the right mentors to show us the ropes.
No, thank you.
Oh, okay, next. No. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Why?
I'm not in that space right now. I don't want to teach you everything. I want somebody ready to go.
Okay.
All right. How about this, Madison? newbies navigating the lifestyle, seeking a friendly couple for a low-pressure first meet.
Yeah, of course. I love that shit. Aww, I love helping so the newbies. I'm in.
You're nicer than me. Okay. All right. How about...
Oh, okay. Next. Sorry, I forgot. All right. Oh, this is like the example I gave. Sun-kissed and looking for some summer fun to heat things up.
Yes, I'm in.
Ooh, I like it.
All right. How about... Brains, boobs, and a bottle of wine, ready for an adventurous night in.
I don't know. I'm torn.
All right.
I don't know about the brains and boobs shit. So
that's fair,
to be honest.
All right.
How about, speaking of wine, experienced couple who knows what we like. Good wine, better conversation, and a great swap.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I'm
in. I feel like that's something you guys would put up. I like it. Yeah.
I dig it. Okay. All right, Madison. Life is short. Play hard. Seeking a fit, like-minded couple for some serious fun.
Why so serious? Ooh.
No fun. Okay.
How about this? Refined, respectful, and ready for our next favorite foursome story. Wow. No, that was even hard to read. It was too much.
Yeah, that's
too formal.
I'm not refined.
Respectful? Too much.
I can't do that. Okay. All right, Madison, how about this one? My wife needs a hung bull who can last all night long.
Why did you steal our tagline? Just kidding. And no.
Perfect.
Why? Power to those people. I don't care. But just the whole hung bullshit. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Get over it. You just need a cock. Who cares who's hung? Fair. I don't know. The whole hung bull thing just throws me off.
I agree. Same. Like, I don't need that energy. Like, I just need you to be cool and fun and...
Respectful single male to come fuck my wife. Okay, sure.
Well, that's better, yeah.
Yes, there we go.
All right, there we go.
I hope this helped someone out there or gave you some, I don't know, encouragement to put a fun tagline out there. We look forward to checking them all out on SLS.
So I think what we're trying to say is you're trying to make a great first impression on people viewing your profile. If someone feels as though they are reading stale information or they see that your profile is over a decade old and you're still listed as newbies, it could raise some eyebrows. So this might lead people to kind of just pass you over, even though you could be a great fit in other ways. Keep in mind that where you are today in the lifestyle may not be anywhere close to where you are in the future. So plan for the future and don't limit yourself by pigeonholing in the current time period. You want to be able to grow with your screen name. You don't want to limit yourself. You don't want to give people the wrong impression. So choose wisely, friends.
Yes. Well said. Well said, Kenzie. All right. We're going to take a quick break, hear from one of our partners, and be back for a sexy, steamy, going deep story. We're excited to be partnering with Shivers and Love Your Alternative Wellness for Women to offer our listeners exposure to hemp-based gummies for all of your daily and sexual needs. Shivers offers a female and male line of THC-derived gummies to help increase your sensuality, euphoria, and sensitivity at playtime. Shivers also has a women-focused, women-derived line of gummies called Love Your Alternative Wellness. These gummies include Hustle to help increase energy and focus without all of those jittery effects, Slumber to help you obtain fulfilling beauty rest, and Libido, which are their sexual goddess gummies to help boost your sexuality, increase sensation, and intensify your climax during play. Libido has minimal amounts of hemp-derived THC and CBD, so it's a great option for those who are sensitive to THC, as three of the Libido gummies would actually equal one of the female Shivers gummies. Visit shivers.store to make your purchase and enter code FWAT for 10% off your order. Link in show notes and on our website. All right. So we are back for our Going Deep segment, and Kenzie has a sexy foursome story. Is that correct?
It is.
Ooh. All right. I cannot wait to hear. please take it away.
Oh, okay. So I alluded to this story in our last episode when I mentioned that Gary and I had been on a trip up to the Finger Lakes in New York with some lifestyle friends. And this story comes from that trip. So this was a January trip with our friends who you've heard about before if you've listened to other podcast episodes, Rain and Mona. They are a female-female couple. and we went to give them all the highlights of the Finger Lakes. They had never been, so we did our best to show them around and get them all the wine drunk that we could. So we stayed in, or I guess whatever, near the town of Watkins Glen. We were kind of like in a condo situation right on Seneca Lake, if anybody's familiar with the Finger Lakes. So we had like a fun little view of the lake. It's January, so it's not exactly 80 degrees out, but it was still very picturesque. So we had like a nice setting. We visited several wineries and breweries on each of the days that we were there, but Friday night, we all had a bit too much to drink, is what it boils down to. So there was no play that night. And I say that because on Saturday morning, we talked as a group about a game plan to make sure that everybody could last the whole day.
Oh, that's smart.
We knew that we wanted to play that night, and we wanted to make sure that we could all get to the finish line. So we took it all in stride, not a big deal at mm-hmm. all, but we just kind of acknowledged, like, okay, we're doing this. So we took a little a slower pace maybe on Saturday, paid more attention to our water intake, which is always a smart idea anyway. We packed some snacks for while we were out and about. So we were strategic. So the one sort of funny thing, we had been out, you know, again, so we are like having our samples and drinking a little bit, had our snacks, whatever. We get back to the condo on Saturday. And again, who knows? We're all a little bit tipsy. We get the bright idea that we're going to try to do like a couple of those like couples challenges, if you've seen like on Instagram or wherever, various social media outlets.
Like different poses or yeah, with drinks.
Like fucking stupid human tricks, basically.
Oh, that's fun.
And we're like, oh, we could do this. You know, famous last words. So we tried a couple of them. They were an absolute fail. No surprise to anyone.
Nobody got hurt.
No, thank God. Nobody got hurt.
Were you naked?
No, actually, we weren't. We were okay. Still clothed at this point.
Okay, responsible.
But we have a few funny videos, which I will not share on FWAT, but you're just going to have to imagine. So
give me one example.
Okay, so like the one that we tried to do that we could have probably had if we weren't tipsy. So I was on my back on the floor, legs up in the air, and the idea was like Rain kind of leaned back. So my feet were going to be on her back, like above okay. her butt. Mm-hmm. And the idea was like I was supposed to balance her on my feet. And like we were holding hands. So like I'm on my back, kind of hands up, feet up. Mm-hmm. My feet are basically at her butt. And
so she's
gonna
reaching
like
backwards
lay back
to you.
And reach back. Yeah.
Okay.
All of this to say, we're like having a good time. We're laughing, kind of fucking around. And then Gary flips the switch and just says like, all right, should we go have sex? And we're all like, yes, we're down. So I think we've kind of alluded to this before, like both Madison and I in different situations, that when you have that sort of comfort level with repeat play partners, you can do that kind of stuff.
Oh, 100%.
Like, that's mm-hmm. not something that we would have said if this was our first time playing
the
with
new
a couple
you met at dinner.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, just context here. But, yeah, again, we had already had that conversation that morning that we were all, like, that's what we wanted to do. So, like, this wasn't, like, completely random. So, yay. We all get naked. We head up to the loft bedroom. This place that we were staying at had kind of like a cool loft above, I guess, the living room area. So there were windows that looked out over the lake, and there was a bed up there. So it wasn't like the most private space if you were actually just like, I don't know, staying probably with vanilla friends. But for our purposes, it worked really nicely. So yeah, so it was like a nice king size bed facing these windows that look out over the lake. So it was a nice backdrop. So Rain gets out her strap-on, which I've used a strap-on once before with you, Madison, but that was like a double-ended situation.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was hard to like, I don't know, I don't know if it was our best moment.
No, to get the rhythm, not make it enjoyable. Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah.
So I admit I am not super experienced in the strap-on realm, but Rain took control. So picture a pair of men's boxer briefs. She had those on, and then like the dildo cock slid through what would be the opening, like where the guy pees, like that. So the cock is coming through that like slit. And then there was an apparatus, whatever, that rubbed against her clit. And then, so then I got the dildo in my pussy. But so it was mutually enjoyable is the supposed to be the point of this. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I lube up this cock, get on top of Rain, and I start riding her. So as I'm grinding on this cock, it's also putting that pressure and friction on her clit. So while that was happening, Gary had been going down on Mona right next to us, and then he laid down on his back next to Rain so that Mona could ride him. So Gary's on his back, Rain's on her back, and then Mona and I are riding each of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a fun little moment. So that was enjoyable. We then kind of transitioned to sort of the bag of tricks. I brought out the vampire gloves that I had brought with me. Gary had got me a new like head massager. It's this weird ass thing. It almost looks like a whisk, but not.
Yeah, it has like prongs that you push down on your head.
That thing.
Yeah, they're awesome.
So we had that out. The massage wheel, like just the whole like fucking smorgasbord here. We all no holds bar. So for Gary's perspective, just to add a little depth to the story, he was lying on his back with Mona riding him, and this is at the time that I was riding Rain. So that was fun for a little bit, but he kind of like, you know, you just naturally sort of shift around, and he just really took a moment to sort of appreciate the three of us women all sort of entangled together, and he's got like this beautiful lake landscape to his back and just appreciating the beauty of the moment. So kudos to Gary for taking that all in. But we also then, I think at that point when he had kind of stepped aside for a second, brought out another round of toys. So I have one of those like magic wand things that you have to plug into the wall. So it's a little intense, or at least it can be. But I had that plugged in and I was using that on Rain. Mona's not a huge fan, so I had a different vibrator to use on her. So like things are fucking moving and shaking. Everybody's got their own preference, but we can accommodate. We've got vibrators for all around this joint. So shit's buzzing and vibing and just, it's amazing. At some point, we all kind of focused on Mona, and I don't even remember now. Gary was, I think, kind of like kissing, caressing, like sucking on her tits. I think Rain was fingering Mona. I was holding the vibrator, and lo and behold, there was an explosion and we couldn't use the middle of the bed anymore because it was soaking
wet.
So we had to be strategic the rest of the night about who wanted to be where. All in good fun. No problem with that. I'm glad that she enjoyed herself to that extent, but we just worked around it. It was fine. And we didn't get charged from the Airbnb, so everything was fine. All right. I mean, that was kind of the climax of the night. I know that Gary and I did a little bit of doggy at one point while Rain and Mona got back together. And then we all just kind of like wrapped it up. We laid on the dry part to the bed for a minute, just kind of enjoyed the moment. But then kind of the nice thing about all of that was then we could each go back to our own bedrooms and just go to sleep in a clean bed.
Perfect.
So swinger pro tip, anytime that you can have a separate play bed, bedroom area, separate from where you have to sleep that night, I always advocate for that. And my other takeaway, I guess, from all this, again, something we've said before, I sort of led with this, I think there are certainly benefits to having those repeat play partners where you are all comfortable with each other. You can kind of make that switch from maybe like that silly, funny stuff into like, all right, it's sexy time. Let's go. Just something that you can't always do with brand new people. So
no.
Pros and cons to both, but we always enjoy having repeat friends with a twist.
Ooh, I love it. Yeah. Aren't vacations or little mini getaways with lifestyle friends the fucking best?
Yeah, so nice. Love it. Just, yeah, go unplug, detach from all the BS and just have fun.
Yeah, good advice about the whole room setup. So Airbnbs or vacation home rentals, VRBO, wherever you can get something like that. That's probably the easiest. Barry and I have, for mini getaways or extended weekends, done hotels where you call ahead and get adjoining rooms. Oh. So at least that might not give you a third bed, but you can walk amidst the two rooms, but still have separate space. But I feel like that's easy too for meeting lifestyle friends. And actually, going off of that, for this upcoming trip, well, in a couple months, this summer with our friends, we are doing that with the hotel setup. Like, hopefully planning ahead where we can get adjoining rooms so that we can have our own separate space. But like, coming to the end of the day and getting into nighttime after dinner, open that fucking door, walk back and forth in lingerie, and we have this extended suite like to ourselves. And that's a freaking awesome setup too.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
A couple things to think about.
Definitely. Yeah. Anytime that you can have some shared common space, but then have the ability to have your own space
and separate bathrooms. Yes.
Yes. Definitely do separate bathrooms just for all the bathroom things.
And just to get ready.
It'll be better. It'll be better. I promise. So wherever you can go, that's like, you know, whatever, close to you, you know, a quick flight, a couple hour drive, whatever.
Do it.
It's just nice to be able to kind of, like step away, kind of break things up. I feel like that just helps you get out of that.
The monotony.
Yeah. And like your everyday routine or like, you're just like, leave it all behind and go have some fun whenever you can.
And I love the idea or the advice of having some sort of conversation or agreement either early in the day or ahead of the trip about expectations to some extent
and
what everybody wants. So it's easy to transition later in the day because you're all on the same page.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Sexy fucking hot story. Thank you for all of that entertainment. hopefully you guys also got some good advice about screen names and taglines. So we wish you the best in all of that and your lifestyle fun. That will do it for episode 74. Thanks for joining us. You know how to reach us, email or on our socials. If you forget what they are, check out friendswithatwist.com and everything you need to know is there. Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.